possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes,
that's classic. Classic. Good morning,
Sam.
So
awesome.
It's going to be raining sun today down on me and Fritz when we play from noon till. So what time does this thing end today? Is it over by 12:35?
I was
going to
say 12:45, but yeah, I can't imagine it going too much longer. Unless the only way it goes longer is if the 2 minute breaks turn into 5 minute breaks, which I could see happening.
Now, Rube,
how many sets are you playing?
One set. Rube,
45 minutes?
Well, we'll see. Rube, you said to me off the air, you think the break should be longer, like in all seriousness, to protect us against the heat.
I really do believe that for the health of both of you guys and for the others that are watching and stuff, for the ball man, I think it's really important to make sure that you give yourselves a little bit of leeway. We're not talking about professional athletes here. And, you know, the Eagles are even shutting it down a little early. I think today with this heat, I think you got to be careful. It's a health issue.
John, would you co-sign that? It's a 2 minute break in between, like every other game, you get 2 minutes off. Would you say it should be longer, John?
Well, I guess see how you feel the first couple.
It's going to be. I'm telling you, it's going to be beyond brutal because I played last night from 4:30 to about 5:45, and that was rough. This is going to be brutal.
Yeah, I think they have to be longer.
I think it's got to be like a 3 minute break at least.
I was thinking like five.
That's what I mean. Maybe 4 or 5 minutes.
You've got to be careful about leaving, you know, spectators like myself out there waiting longer.
Bring an umbrella out there.
You know what, Rube? I might.
Bring an umbrella.
I've never done that.
That little sprayer thing and, you know, those little baby fans.
Ooh, someone please bring
those. Those are big.
Someone bring an ambulance, all right? Please. Ruben, I know two people that you care a ton about are going to be honored this Friday night as part of the Phillies Wall of Fame night. Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade, sir, the floor is yours, because, Ruben, I know both had an enormous impact in your life.
Yeah, I mean, Ed Wade was such an important person in my life just because I would never have been in the front office, never got an opportunity to extend my relationship with the Phillies unless he brought me into the organization as a person in the front office. He happens to be the godfather of my youngest child.
Wow.
And so, that's how close he has been. And it was great to be able to rehire him and hire him as one of our scouts for many years. Just a wonderful person. I'm so glad that he's being acknowledged for the work that he did to put this organization in a space for us to be able to go from 07 to 11 and have those years that were pretty special. So, huge kudos to him. And then the other, obviously, Jimmy Rollins, one of the best players to ever don the red pinstripes. Such a great character, a person in the clubhouse. He sort of set the tone that one year in 08, saying we were the team to beat.
07.
So, excuse me, 07.
Sorry, 07.
And he put his money where his mouth was and had an amazing season. But really a terrific career, and I think he's a Hall of Fame player myself. Didn't get the credit that he's probably deserved as an infielder. He's one of the best shortstops I've ever seen, most consistent I've ever seen over the course of his career, and just a great, great honor. I'm so happy for both these guys. And I'm looking forward to participating here this weekend.
Good for you, man. Yeah, Phil's Alumni Weekend coming up this weekend. Always special. Always, always special. Awesome. All right, Elliot Shore Parks joins us in about 5 minutes. Let's go to Rick in Easton right now. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. I'll go quick. A lot of things to talk about. I think the salary cap issue with the owners is going to be a toothache. When as soon as it's brought up, it's going to be like they're touching the toothache. Condolences to the Sandberg family. I was going to leave with that. One of our worst trades. I think of Ryan Sandberg. I think of Carlton for Wise. That was one of the worst trades that we ever made. But it is what it is. First, with tennis, I promised Celts I would get into this. First of all, not only when have you guys played last, when have you ever played in this heat at high noon? Be careful. You got to serve. You have to serve. You have to go to his backhand, and if you go to his backhand, you got to come to his net, to come to the net, and you got to keep the points have to be short. How are you going to? What are you going to do after 30-second points? Is that like that's like a Savannah banana rule? 30-second points. Who wins the point if the point's not won yet?
You keep playing. I mean, listen, Rick, that's all part of the strategy, honestly. I mean, it is what it is. I know we can talk about the heat, but we're not going to stop a point because we're at 30 seconds. Now, one of us...
I didn't think so.
Yeah, one of us may choose to become more aggressive if we're struggling so much with the heat that you say, I got to go for it. Like, it's win the point now or I'm going to hit it out. But, like, you know, listen, that's the sport. And it is a great sport, by the way. I mean, I haven't played it much in recent years at all, but I'm enjoying talking about it again and in the last 10 days playing a little bit. And look, I'm going to try to channel my inner Jimmy Connors here today, Rick. I mean, I saw what he did in the early 90s of the U.S. Open. And you guys know my thing about Fritz 2 months ago is I thought he did not have proper respect for an elder. And what and elders at large, I think, is a young punk kid who's just, you know, thinks he's full of himself and doesn't have respect for, you know, those that are 40 and up. And so today I got to serve his ass.
And Ed Waite thing real quick. Ruben, I don't think Ed Waite was responsible for J-Roll, Utley, Howard, Burrell, and Hamels, was he? I don't think he
was. Yes, he was. All of them.
Okay, so
including not trading them, by the way, Rick.
You know what?
Including
not
trading. And Mike Arbuckle and Marty Wolliver, yes, absolutely.
Okay, well then he got a raw deal because then he did put us over the top. When he went to Houston, he sent us Brad Lynch, did he not?
He sure did.
And you know, so Ed Waite, a lot of people, you know, get down on him, but he was one of, we only have two rings. Real quick with the Ruben with this whole, you know, dead, you know, sal, you know, at the end of the trade deadline. You know, I don't remember having so many teams, 16 teams that are still alive. That really makes the funnel smaller. It makes it hard for a GM to make
it's
a move.
And almost impossible.
Yeah,
it's almost impossible.
And a loss like last night, we all think, how can they lose like this to Chicago? But you know what? You should see the other teams. The top two teams in every division are having their spells of how could we do this? And if you remember, Ruben, 76, 77, 78, the Phillies played toe-to-toe with Cincinnati and L.A. and couldn't get over the top. And they were really one of the top three teams in baseball. Then the Pirates come and beat us in 79, and it wasn't until we added Rose, you know, 1980. I don't know if
well, Rose was 79 thing. For what it's worth.
Well, but that's how we won it in 80. But you know what? I don't know if there's a real big splash move. Would you trade Painter for Nick Hurts?
Yes, I would.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're not trading
Nick
Hurts.
Yes, I would.
No chance they're trading Nick Hurts.
Yes, I would.
Oh, they're not going to trade him. But if they would dangle that, then you have to move Harper and Schwarber around. And, you know, it's funny how we all were looking at Rooker, and nobody ever paid attention to Nick Hurts. And they got something special going there for the future. So it's going to be interesting.
All right, Rick, good stuff. Give me a title with weather in it. You can win the Phillies tickets. It's going to be really hot today. What do you got?
It's the classic movie of all, Gone with the Wind.
Oh, that is a big one.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. You're not
kidding. An old-timer.
All right, let's welcome in our next guest. Elliot Shore Parks joins us, of course, every Tuesday. And it's particularly fun when the Eagles are in training camp, which is where we are right now. We broadcast from the NovaCare Complex right now, training camp. It's driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories. And Elliot, on site here with us for the next half hour, is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up? How you guys doing this morning?
I'm good.
The excited pads go on today. It's the beginning of camp, some people
tackling.
Say. Yeah, exactly. Well, not real tackling. They don't actually tackle, but...
Won't they tackle in 9-on-7?
And in the
scrimmage that
in
they might
experience,
have at the end?
They have, like, the third stringers tackle. I don't think you're going to see Saquon and Zach Bond battling it to the ground today. Yeah.
No. Elliot, yesterday's practice, what stood out to you?
Yeah, so I think the defense is starting to win more and more as camp has gone on. In the first two practices, Jalen was completing 93% of his passes, just an absurd completion percentage for practice. Normally, you want to see a quarterback complete somewhere between 75 and 80% of his passes here in training camp. So he's definitely come back down to earth. Yesterday, he was 16-20. He had an interception. And I think that the corners, or at least Quinyon, have been playing really, really well. Quinyon yesterday, to me, was the story of the day. He followed A.J. Brown around. He covered him on the left side of the field. He covered him on the right side of the field. He had an interception in one throw that was from Jalen. Jalen kind of threw it off his back
underthrown.
Foot. Underthrown ball, agreed, yeah.
And he tipped it up, right?
Yeah, he tipped it, yeah. And it came down with it. So that was a good play by Quinyon. There was another play along the right sideline where Jalen wanted to go to AJ. He looked at him, but the coverage was too good. So the story, I think, definitely was Quinyon in the defense.
Quinyon was really battling in the one-on-one drills, you know, when they go wide receivers versus cornerbacks.
Yep. Yeah. At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Are always the guys that are matched up. And this is just a reminder of why a great team can stay a great team, because you've got matchups like that on a daily basis going on. That was colossal. Watching those two is incredible. And I more of the same today, I'm sure. How about coming off the edge? Watching our new ad, Jihad Campbell, he looked so fluid. Yeah. as an app, you know, just running around out there doing special teams drills. You know, I didn't see any indication of, like, coming off the edge.
No,
being a pass rusher, though.
Yeah, he looks good to go. I think he might be the best athlete on the whole team. You could argue Jordan Davis, just athletically, is up there. A.J. Brown, Saquon. But, man, you watch Jahi Campbell run out there, and it's easy to see why they were so excited to taking him in the first round. They just haven't really had a linebacker with his body type in a while. I can't think of one, at least.
Zach Bond is kind of the closest.
Zach Bond kind of, but he's, you know, 4 or 5 years older. He's slower than Jahi Campbell is. And Jihad Campbell's already getting first-team reps. Now, he's also starting to work with the defensive line coach after practice. on getting to the edge and, you know, potentially taking some snaps as an edge rusher. Right. So he's, I think, way further along than most people would have hoped, going into the fifth day of practice.
Elliot, I was amazed seeing a video a short time ago. It was far down the field, but N'Kobe Dean running earlier today, like running. I don't think it was what you'd call an all-out sprint, but it was pretty freaking close.
Well, he was carrying weights while he was doing
it. Maybe it was an all-out
sled. He was pulling a sled.
Elliot, that's huge.
Yeah, so I remember being out here the first day of practice and seeing N'Kobe off to the side field working with trainers, and he was moving laterally. He was shuffling. He was running. And, you know, maybe just because the injury is so bad, I thought N'Kobe was far, far away from playing. And he might still be, but when you look at him out here on the field, it doesn't look like a guy that's not going to play until November. Now, I know he has to be medically cleared, and there's a lot of things that go into it other than just running, but he looks good. They have a decision to make with him. If they start him on the pup to begin the year, he's out the first four games. So that'll be the next big thing. I don't think you'll see him practice in training camp. I'd be pretty surprised, but the pup is the next big decision they have to make with N'Kobe. And Jahad Campbell being ahead of schedule complicates things too, because you have Zach Bond, you have Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and now you have Jahad Campbell. You just wonder where N'Kobe fits in when he comes back.
Right. The new Okoronkwo. He looks like he's already taking part with the second team. I don't know if he got any first team reps yesterday, but it looks like the way they're including him, they really like him, and they hope that he can show up the way a starter would.
Yeah, so I think one thing this roster lacks a little bit is veteran depth. If you look at the corners, they really don't have many players that have played a lot of football that are going to be backups. They don't have it at safety.
Except Adoree Jackson looks like he might beat out Keely
Yeah, well,
Gringo.
So he might start. And if that's the case, then you really don't have any veteran depth there behind the backups or behind the starters. And I think with Okoronkwo, what he brings is just experience. Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, both very young players. Josh Uche has played quite a bit of football, but he hasn't played well recently. Azizo Ojulari has struggled to stay on the field. Okoronkwo, at the very least, has played multiple years in the NFL. He's had a good last few years. I think he's had three or four sacks each of the last three seasons. So he's a solid pickup for this time of the year and this part in training camp. Looking at him out there, he's a similar body type, I'd say, to Brandon Graham. Maybe they're looking at him to fill that type of role as being a run stopper. But I don't know if he'll make the team, but yeah, it's an interesting pickup for sure.
Elliot on site here. We're going to take some phone calls while Elliot's here for this half hour as well. You can certainly weigh in if you got a question for Elliot on the Birds. Elliot, every year most years, there's someone that gets cut that's a little surprising.
Yeah.
That's every third year or so, there's someone that gets cut that's very surprising. Who could get cut this year that might surprise people? Who's playing for a spot on the team?
Yeah, so one player I would maybe move from a lock to on the bubble after the first 4 days of practice is Johnny Wilson. So Johnny Wilson, not a huge name, obviously. And the reality is they're not going to cut a huge name on this team. Like, they're loaded. Their starters are set to go. So you're mostly talking about key role players. And Johnny Wilson's a guy last year played a decent amount of snaps, got a target in the Super Bowl. And I don't think he's had a good camp so far. Elijah Cooks, who was with the Jaguars, I believe, last year, I think has outplayed Johnny Wilson so far. So that's one name I would keep an eye on. I don't think they're going to cut Adoree Jackson, but if you want to talk about we get a month from now and we're shocked that maybe they're moving on from somebody, he doesn't have a ton of guaranteed money in his deal. And also, if they were to trade for a corner because they don't like what they see from Keely, maybe Adoree becomes expendable. But again, I think he'll probably make the team. But
I mean, he's running with the starters.
Yeah, but he would just be, if we're talking about shocking, right? Like, I would be surprised. Adoree is probably the highest name I would go where I could picture a world where they move on from him.
I got it.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Elliot till 9, Ruben with us till 9. We've got training camp right now. Me versus Jack in tennis. By the way, I've heard conflicting reports. I'm not joking, on whether we will or will not have the tennis streamed on YouTube.
I believe we will.
Well, I've heard we will.
I've heard we are, but I also heard yesterday there's some issues with that location as it relates to technology and whether it's YouTubeable. Mm. So I know the station wants to. So for everyone listening that wants to watch tennis from 12 to 1, please know we want to bring it to you, and it's a matter of whether the technology will comply.
You think it's going to take an hour?
Depends how long the breaks are, honestly. And depends how good we are.
Yeah, I pictured this like a 15-minute thing.
Oh, no, not
no,
that
No, it's going to be longer than that. No, it's going to be longer than that. I'm not going to say my strategy. It's going to be longer than that. Let's go to Anthony right now. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Big day, Joe. Anthony. You and me, you and me, buddy. It's our day.
Hey, Joe, you got hit pretty hard last time, Joe. But life ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
That's what winning is. That's how winning is done. I screwed up the line. Sorry.
Joe.
Yeah.
It's all good, man.
It is all good, and I think his oafness is going to really shine through today. His oafness.
Let's go kick some ass, Joe.
That's what we do. That's how we do. Also, bang.
The hammer.
Thank you, Anthony.
He's going to kick some ass today, man.
That's right.
Hammer. That's all I got, man.
That's all
kick
you need. As Malcolm Jenkins said, it's all we got. It's all we need. Was that the line? Sorry, I put you that. I put you multiple lines.
I don't think the Phillies will be saying that after this trade deadline. I won't do anything.
Or before the trade deadline. Anthony, I'm going to win it for you today, pal. All right, Anthony, give me a great answer. A title with weather in there.
Man, the purple rain. I don't give a hell if that win, lose, somebody has it, somebody don't has it. Purple rain, man.
Already said, but we'll put you down for it. We got you. I mean, it's already been said, but he says he doesn't care. That's cool. Hey, noon today, FDR Park. Please come on out there. It'll be interesting to see how mommy and daddy. What's going to be the disposition of Spike and Ike out there, mommy and daddy, to Fritz's Boban? How do they? Ellie, what are you making this tennis thing, man?
I don't even know how to react.
You know, honestly, after hearing your tennis coach on air say how good you are, I'm thinking it's going to be a little bit closer. I don't know how much athleticism is involved in this. I think this is more a skill thing. So we'll see how often you guys are able to get it over the net. But I would probably pick you to win this one. But I think Jack wins the next two.
Okay. Well, yesterday, 57% of our audience said that Jack wins this one.
Interesting.
So we shall see. Let's listen to Sirianni. He's talked a couple times now about having won the Super Bowl and the return to, you know, a new season and how you attack it. Elliot, I believe this was your question yesterday, right?
Yes.
All right, Elliot's question, Sirianni's answer. I mean, Nick is tripling down, quadrupling down on making sure this team stays focused on this year. Here's the latest of how he framed it.
Talking to the players the last few days, it's clear the message of focusing on next year has gotten through. When you were deciding on that message, why did you decide to look forward instead of saying, you know what, we're going to defend our title, we are the defending Super Bowl champions?
Yeah.
What was it about going forward?
Yeah, I think that, you know, nothing that you do in the past, now you can look back at your past experiences and learn from them, but no one, like, this isn't boxing where it's like you're the champ until someone takes your belt away. No, this is football. Everyone starts off 0-0. And I think two mistakes that you could make is, you know, resting on your laurels or looking too far ahead, right? Thinking too much about the past, or looking too far ahead. I mean, that's been our mindset since day one has been, be where your feet are, be focused on that, because nothing that we did is going to influence anything that we want to do in the future. So it is about the daily work, regardless if you're coming off of, a 9-8 season, a 14-3 season, an 11-6 season, or a 14-3 season. It's the work that you put in that is going to get you ready for the games here. Again, that's just been our mindset. I don't think that anything's changed. I don't think that it's, hey, I decided to do this this year with this message. No, this has been the consistent message all the way through, and that's just where our focus is.
John, he is impressively consistent, man.
He's got this thing nailed down. He's got a plan for this season so completely formed. Like, he knows how
to... Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Do this. He knows how to go about what their approach for this season is, which is how do we go and do this again? How do we run it back? And Jalen is complicit. Jalen also is, from what we understand, obsessed with figuring out a way to get back to the world championship and bring a trophy home again.
The messaging is phenomenal, but it's also... The messaging is phenomenal, but you have the right people all buying in. You have to have the rest, like the big boys have to, and the leaders of this team have to buy into it. And it certainly seems like they have.
So it's because Nick has done such a thorough job. My gosh, this guy holding everyone accountable, himself included, the coaches just as much as the players.
I thought he started it at the parade. I thought his parade speech was unbelievably muted, meaning tepid in celebration.
That's a really important point.
Elliot,
I thought he was
already moving on
looking
right away.
Ahead to this coming end of season.
Yeah, that's how I interpreted it.
So he's always been really good with messaging, and I actually think something him and Jalen have in common is just like a love for messaging and phrases and things like that. So that is one thing, but... You know, I kind of hate to break it to them. Like, they did win the Super Bowl last year. Like, they can pretend like they didn't and say, we're not defending champions. And we're not, like, you are. Like, you can use whatever semantics of language you want to use. And I respect that, you know, as someone that enjoys a good semantics argument. But it is the reality. They are the defending Super Bowl champions. The burden of wearing that crown all year is going to be on their head, whether they want to pretend it's there or not. So I get what they're going for, and that's why I wanted to ask, just because I was curious why they didn't decide just to embrace it. They are the defending Super Bowl champions. Every stadium they walk into this year, they will be the defending Super Bowl champions. They have something on their plate 31 other teams don't have to deal with, and it feels like they've gone to such lengths to insist they're not focusing on it. Why not just focus on it? Why not just embrace it? Like, yeah, you know what? We did win the Super Bowl last year because the objective's the same. Whether you view it as you are the defending champions or not the defending champions, you're still trying to win the Super Bowl.
I respect what he's doing and how he's doing it. I really do. I hear your point, Elliot, and look, some of it's unavoidable. I mean, Thursday night in September, whatever, there's going to be a banner. Like, that's what happens.
Don't look at it, guys. Don't look at the banner.
Exactly
tonight.
Right. Like.
But I appreciate
like
their
like make sure you look at the banner in a reflection so it doesn't sound
Ruben, do you remember Ruben, when we came out at Dutch's funeral in 2017, I believe, and that was right when the eclipse was happening and it was "Don't Look Up at the Sun" moment.
I do remember.
We had just walked out of the church.
That's exactly right. I do remember that.
That's dangerous. You really can't look. That's so focused. I looked. Did you?
Yeah, of course. And now you've got like a floater there.
Forever.
No, I don't. No floater.
So, Ruben, your experience from 09.
Yeah.
Did you worry about it? Did you see signs of not good? Did you see signs of good? I mean, obviously the team ultimately got to Game 6 of the next World Series, but how much of a thing was it from your perspective?
Well, it was a thing, but I think everybody was really focused on just doing their job, and that's how you got to go about it. I mean, we could have just as easily won the World Series again back-to-back. I mean, we were there. We put ourselves in that position to do it, but... I think it's all about the buy-in and the attitude and who is leading your team, and obviously the talent. But
do you think it hurt Cole? Because he was the one guy that fell off the mat, other than Brad Lidge, who I'll always think got his freaking knee crushed by Ryan Howard. Do you think it hurt Cole?
I think what happened to Cole was the fame hurt him a little bit in the offseason because I think he didn't put himself in a position to be as prepared for that season as he had been with others.
So that's a, yeah, that's a, yeah.
So, yes, sure. I think, and that's a maturity thing, you know. Had Cole been Cole, we would have won that hands down.
I agree with you.
Had Cole been, and I'm not trying to put the burden on him, but I do believe that had he been closer to who he was in 08
right.
than he was in 09, then I think that we would have won that. I think we would have won the World Series.
I agree. I was so happy for him when he bounced back in 2010. Remember that start in Cincy?
Yeah, it was great.
To close out that series, that he was great. All right, Twitter poll question, but I agree with you. I thought from afar that it impacted Cole, and yeah, it's interesting. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, do you want MLB to implement a salary cap, yes or no? Second poll question, if I beat Fritz today in tennis, will I become the favorite overall to win the best of five, yes or no? Elliot, will I become the favorite if I win today?
No, I don't think so. Because just to be clear, basketball, you're playing one-on-one.
Yeah. Can I just address this, though?
Yeah, go for it.
At some point, because no one, Elliot, you, John, James, no one's saying I'd become the favorite. At some point, if I win golf and tennis, which most people thought he would win, at some point, people got to acknowledge I could win basketball and win this thing.
So
you could. Like, yeah. It's getting a little insulting.
There's a difference between favorite and like.
That's
what we
fine.
I'm not saying you couldn't win, but you couldn't win. You could win for sure. I just wouldn't put you in favorite.
There's a difference though. Like if a team is up 2-1 in a best of five, then yeah, they're the favorite. But the difference there is you're playing the same game five times. The two events that are last are easily the most athletic events there are, okay, running and basketball, and that's why I think you would be a heavy underdog.
Well, there's skill in basketball that I know I have. Like, you guys know I can shoot. I mean, you can shoot
free throws. That is different than shooting in a game.
I think that you're a favorite if you win today. I really do believe that. I've seen you in the basketball court, and I've seen the way you can shoot, and you can shoot from outside in a one-on-one. It's simple.
I mean,
you're allowed to do that.
Correct. That's
but
right.
He's also getting defended.
I know. I understand
that.
The only reason why I don't think you would be a favorite is if the groin issue is a real issue.
Well, that's a major factor.
I know.
Well, that is a major part of all of
this. If he's healthy, then I think he's a favorite.
I will tell you, I mean this, for real. I feel really good relief from the injection I got. Like, I think the injection really, really...
Are you going to do an injection before each event?
I might have to learn the rules.
Is this allowed in the rule book?
I might have to do an IV before
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Only do a couple of... Is it a cortisone injection?
Do a cortisone
injection. Yeah, more than...
Yeah, I think it's three a year, right?
You can do two or three a year.
Yeah, per year.
That might be pushing it.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Doing two or three in 3 weeks.
John, can you bring me an IV today?
Yeah, you should strap
James,
a bag
James,
on.
Remember in Goodfellas when the bad guys, we kind of root for them. They're all mobsters. Which movie is it? Maybe it's Casino, where the mobsters of the group from Kansas City have to go to court and they all show up with oxygen tanks. Remember that?
I remember the scene. I don't remember what movie it was.
Goodfellas.
All right, well, whichever one. I need someone to bring me an oxygen tank today, please. And that thing you put over your nose, whatever that thing's called. Let's go to Matt in Prospect Park. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Super, Matt.
I've been sleeping in like a hyperbaric chamber, so.
No, I didn't do that. I'm doing what I can, but I don't have one of them.
You're good. It's widely known that Boris Becker used to prepare for his batches by eating two Big Macs. So,
wow.
You know.
He also had a pretty short prime. He won three of the first four Wimbledon. Well, remember, he won Wimbledon at, like, what, 17, 18, and 20 or something. And then, you know, he never really lived up to what you thought he would with what he did in his late teen years. I mean, you think about it. That became the Sampras and Agassi era when it really should have also been the Becker era, but he just wasn't quite all that.
But I thought it was always the Yvonne Lendl, Becker.
Well, it was yeah. I mean, Lendl was a little before. Yeah. Becker got in there when Lendl was still really good. Lendl was kind of overlapping with McEnroe and Connors.
I don't really know Jack about tennis, but this is what I'll say. Ooh, I just said Jack's name. I want to go on the record about this Jack Fritz show the camera thing. I was listening to the afternoon show a couple weeks ago, and I don't know why the topic of, like, Milan, Italy came up. And Jack was like, oh, I went to Milan once when I was 8 on a ski trip. And I was like, you know what? I don't think so. I didn't go to Milan when I was 8.
That is unbelievable, actually. This is a really
Well, hold on. Matt's got a point here.
No, this is an important fact by Matt.
What?
Please, continue. This is huge.
I said this with John in mind, and I should have folded you into this. Joe DiCamera, by contrast, I mean, think about his famous letter. It is famous now. Joe is an aspirational figure. Mm. Joe is an aspirational figure. Joe is the people's champ. Jack is a spoiled brat. That's it. I'm sorry. That's it.
Wow. That is unbelievable to think about that possibility. Like, if you're flying to Milan when you're a little kid,
when you're 8,
you're playing tennis when you're a little kid too. Like,
well, he's saying something else.
I get it, but you're saying he's soft.
Yeah, Matt's saying he's soft. With Matt, we do got to give him this credit. He bounced back in baseball. I mean, he really did.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah, look, I hear you. I think he's the Carl Anthony Towns. Sometimes he shows up, sometimes he doesn't, and that normally doesn't win a 7 or 5 game series. Matt, give me an answer. A title with weather in it.
The perfect storm.
Sure. Yeah.
So storm is
Storm is weather.
Look,
I'm asking.
I'm just asking. Just asking. Rube, let me ask you this. No, Rube, you're going to be part of the show on Thursday. We're going to be broadcasting from McGurk's on Thursday.
Can't wait.
Big show.
Big show.
Thursday at 7 o'clock, an hour after the trade deadline.
Yep.
Are we, the collective we Phillies fans, are we going to be happy with what the front office did?
I think generally you will be happy.
You think it'll be a high-level, mid-level, or low-level acquisition? Because they'll get somebody.
I think it's going to be mid-level, but I think you're generally under these circumstances. Like, I don't know if the average fan understands how difficult a trade is going to be to make right now in this environment. But if they do something that's a mid-level, it'd be a high-level under these circumstances.
Doesn't sound like fans will be happy based off that.
Yeah, well,
answer,
the fans,
to be
so
honest,
the fans might. But as an executive, so sort of looking from 500 feet.
It's a seller's market, right?
You got to be kidding. Of course, it's insane how much the seller's market. I mean, it's the pricing. The price tags are huge. At the end of the day, they're going to have to move the players. Some of these teams are going to have to move the players. This is the most fascinating deadline I've seen in years because there's such great parity and mediocrity across the board for the teams that really, if they make a move, they can make a difference.
Wow. All right, Elliot, stay well, bud. I know you're heading out to practice.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later this week. Rube, great
stuff.
We'll talk to you later this week as well.
Looks like no Andrew Mukuba for practice today again, by the way.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
Uh-oh.
Rube, stay well, pal.
Thanks.
We'll
Enjoyed
see you
it.
Thursday at McGurk's with Love Ruben it. Tomorrow on the
Thanks,
trade
guys.
Deadline
Thank
day.
You, Ruben.
I wish Ruben would tap back in as GM. Seltzer, right, for the next 2 days?
You know, we would have trades. We would have trades.
We had Howie season. This was Ruben season. What? I just want to remind people, before there was Howie season, there was Ruben season. That's true.
Chips were in.
All right, you got it. Up ahead, more of what Jack said yesterday in the afternoon show. You can tell Spike's not thrilled with him. That audio up ahead, mommy and daddy with a scolding, plus phone calls on all these topics from training camp on 94 WIP.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earning the fans, then you need the best technology to back it all up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free, but that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system, it's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies who have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.